Some beneficial moisture occurred across a part of the U.S. southern plains yesterday, and that storm system is working its way through the lower parts of the Midwest this morning and will continue to do so throughout the day today. The storm system produced anywhere from 2/10 to 7/10 of an inch of moisture in portions of Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, benefiting some of the winter wheat country out there and setting the stage for perhaps a little bit of an improvement in early season crop development potential as we get into the warmer season later this month, more likely next month. The precipitation needs to be obviously supplemented with additional moisture, and this isn't a drought-busting event, but it was certainly welcome. Snow accumulations across the region range from 3 to 9 inches, and it looks as though the snow will melt and all of it will likely be absorbed into the ground, just simply because there's no frost in the ground to speak of, and the area will likely see that improvement that I mentioned before. Now, as the storm system continues to work its way eastward, we'll find ourselves looking at an environment here where a little bit of rainfall and a little bit of snow may work its way through the lower Ohio River Basin area. I doubt seriously we'll see much in the way of significant accumulation of snowfall, but there may be a little bit, and the precipitation will likely be a lot lighter than that which occurred yesterday in parts of Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle. Nevertheless, it's moisture for the region that will likely maintain wet conditions in that part of the Midwest. At the same time, there's a new storm system coming in from Canada that will impact the Dakotas and Minnesota and eventually across Wisconsin over to Michigan, and we'll likely see that storm system producing light snowfall in quite a few locations. Accumulations will likely run from 1 to 3 inches, and some local totals may be getting upwards close to 5 inches, and that will be mostly in North Dakota, though. Northern and eastern parts of the state, and maybe a few counties in portions of Minnesota may see the greater amounts. This storm system, though, will likely be fast-moving and will not impact the Midwest outside of the northern areas. There will be some breezy conditions that will occur behind the system, and that will be pushing more cold air into the heart of the Midwest. Snow flurries or snow showers will likely occur in the southernmost parts of the region as the colder air arrives, but there will not be any accumulative snow of significance. This particular cold air mass will be closely monitored by the citrus industry because it does look as though cold air will be settling into the southeastern portion of the U.S., and by Sunday morning there will be a risk of some frost and freeze conditions in Florida Peninsula. And if this cold air mass is viable enough and intense enough, we may end up seeing a risk to the crop down there, since some of the citrus trees are actually flowering right now and would be more vulnerable to such conditions if they do occur. Well, back in the heart of the Midwest, the forecast does leave us relatively dry once the cold air is in place, but as soon as the cold air starts to abate, we'll have an opportunity for more precipitation across the region. Another disturbance coming in from Canada will impact the northern parts of the Midwest as we get into the early part of next week, while a new low-pressure system forming in eastern Texas will likely work its way through the Delta and into the lower Midwest and likely produce a wintry mix of precipitation during the early to middle part of next week. That storm system will be closely monitored for some travel issues, but it will also maintain wet conditions across a big part of the lower eastern Midwest, the Delta, and the Tennessee River Basin. Temperatures in the Midwest over these next couple of days will trend cooler. We'll look for highs today in the 30s and 40s with a few lower 50s in the south. Tomorrow we'll start seeing some single digits and teens in the northwestern part of the region, while we'll still be in the 40s and 50s across the southern and eastern areas. But all of that cold air will overrun the entire region by the time we get into the weekend, and the afternoon temperatures will be limited to the teens and 20s north and 20s and 30s in the south, with some lows at night possibly going below zero in the northwestern parts of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.